This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. That is exactly right. That's the word to use. Wake up, Murfreesboro.
Get out of bed.
Get up. Get out of bed.
Let me shake everybody up.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird sounding.
It was weird sounding.
Can you do it again?
Mm.
That's wild. I don't know if I like it.
I don't think Bart liked it either.
Nope.
No. That was a different sound for WGNS News Radio.
That's what we're switching. That's our new format. Mic shaking.
They probably get about as much out of the program as they do this one.
What is that that conversation where people talk like this and make weird sounds?
ASMR.
Yeah.
You whisper into your mic.
That's scaring me. Stop it. Stop. Stop it. Scaring me. Stop it.
It's supposed to be.
We're calming. A local Murfreesboro radio station, and we've got
to,
you know,
switching to the ASMR format.
We've got to inform the people. This is an information radio, you know.
Well, it's supposed to be calming.
Have you ever heard that stuff?
Where no, I haven't.
Like whisper and stuff.
No.
It's weird.
No, like chew bubble gum ASMR, and you just turn your mic up real loud and right into it.
Stop it, please. Or eat peanuts or something at 6 o'clock in the morning. Wow.
I'm not going to chew on me here. I wasn't going to, but now I have a big mouthful of peanuts.
We've got Thanksgiving coming up pretty soon and on this Thursday morning, but still have school.
Do you want to know how soon?
Oh, I didn't know
seven
he was
days.
Getting out that information. Okay, 7 days. Wow.
So that's how you get him to do it. You just talk about it, but don't mention it.
Is that including the 2 days, right, for weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's actually a week away.
A week away.
It's a week from today, yeah.
Yeah.
Next Thursday.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yep. We'll be here, but we won't be here.
No. Yeah, we're doing a best of the worst show that day.
The best of the worst show ever? The best?
Well, it's the best of the worst show, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's the best we got.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And going to school this morning, just drive carefully. We always want to mention that. And going to work, get that cup of coffee. I know it's early, but once you get that first cup of coffee in there, you're going to be fine. Okay. What is this? Sound effect, Daddy? What's going on? Jeez. Be professional. Be professional, both of you. Straighten up.
Hey, don't. I'm.
Oh, wait a minute. You are straight. Okay. Sorry. That new stool. I couldn't tell. I did want to talk a little bit about something that's kind of bothered me a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've got a little venting going on. You remember when cable and, you know, everybody complains about cable being so high. And
right.
If you get everything, premium channels and everything, it ranged from anywhere from 200 to 250, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I can vent on this, too, by the way.
Okay, well, you got your chance here. But I'm talking about streaming now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so what are they doing to us with that? Okay, well.
What's the same thing?
Well, Hulu just went up $10 for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. And they're going to do the same thing by just making so many different little specialty areas is what I call it. And you're going to be winding up paying a couple hundred bucks for streaming eventually.
We have to pay to stream your shows if it's a Disney show that you like, you got to pay for Disney to watch it, and it's just a mess.
There's a new cable company, and I won't mention the name, but it's a satellite. They use a satellite, but they also put in an outside antenna where you can get the local channels. Well, they, you know how they have question and answers for all these things, and they go, you know, on the internet, and you can ask them, you know, why do they have this? What they don't have, and that kind of thing. So they asked them, what about sports? I don't see any sports in there. Their answer was, well, you get all the big sports games on your local channels. So we try to keep the price down by not including the sports packages. You try to tell a UT football person
right.
that you can't get the SEC network. You know, not going to happen. I mean, I don't know. But still, it's a specialty area now that
everybody's going to have a niche area.
Yeah. Well,
the smart ones, Disney's doing this. I think HBO, when theirs comes out, is going to be doing this. The smart ones are making it a Hulu add-on. So you can get Disney Plus as a Hulu add-on. You can get it for free if you have Verizon. But if you don't, you can get it as a Hulu add-on for $2 instead of the $7 that they're actually charging.
Mm-hmm. But so, now Hulu just went up 10 bucks a month.
Right.
Well, that's if you have the big package. You got the little Hulu package, yeah. It's still only like $7.
Well, he wants the big package.
Right. Well, he wants his live TV.
Well, what we've got coming up, it doesn't cost you a thing. It's time to take our first look at the weather here on the Wake Up Crew 617.
Good morning, guys. A few showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 50. Winds remain south-southwest, 5 to 10. Friday, showers continue. Highs top out near 58. Winds turn to the north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then more showers on Friday night. Lows fall back to 47. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 48.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
It's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And, of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants.
Good food and fun.
Come see us at the new Toots West at the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road. Step inside time when vacations used to be down Route 66 and all the roadside attractions. Well, it's in the new Toots, and you're going to love it. Come see us today at Toots West. It's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Good food and fun!
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
There's all levels of hearing loss, which may require different hearing devices.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People put off getting devices simply because sometimes don't want to admit that they're having difficulties. The nice thing about the program that I offer is that people get a chance to try them to see if it's going to work for them.
Dr. Sean Lancaster helps me.
See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
Hi. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Depression, anxiety, marital issues, parenting, those are the kind of things that come up every day in real life. And sometimes it helps to have someone that you can sit and talk through those issues with. At Branches Counseling Center, we care about you and we're here to help meet those needs. If you'd like more information about how to connect with us, then go to the website, branchescounselingcenter.com. This is Dr. Mike Courtney, and we're interested in you.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
I'm John Stanshammer. The Lakers lead the NBA's Western Conference. They were off last night, but the teams that sit second through sixth all play, two of them against each other. In Denver, the Nuggets beat the Rockets 105-95, so Denver's won 7 of 8, now 10-3. The Rockets' 8-game win streak comes to an end. They're 11-4. James Harden, 27 points last night. That's 11 below his scoring average. Clippers, a 107-104 overtime win over Boston. The Clippers had Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on the court together for the first time. Utah won at Minnesota, 103-95. Bojan Bogdanovic scored 30. And Dallas beat Golden State, 142-94. This game was 44-16 in the first quarter. Luka Doncic had 35 points, a triple-double, and he only played 26 minutes. Week 12 NFL beginning tonight. Big one in the AFC South. Indianapolis and Houston. The winner will be in first place. The Texans quarterback, Deshaun Watson.
We got to just, you know, focus on one drive, focus on one moment at a time. We can't look at it in that way and try to get carried away and try to panic or, you know, try to put too much pressure on ourselves. We just got to go out there and play Texans football and take it one play at a time, one moment at a time, and play 60 minutes and see how the outcome comes.
If the Colts win, they'll have a one-game lead plus the tiebreaker, having swept the season series. Big NHL story, Toronto Maple Leafs firing coach Mike Babcock. They've replaced him with minor league coach Sheldon Keith. Leafs under 500, winless in the last six games. Babcock won the Stanley Cup in Detroit in 2008, was a coaching free agent. He signed for 8 years, $50 million with Toronto, but never won a playoff series with the Leafs. We play every game, catch all the action this season with NFL Game Pass. It's all the football you can handle all in one place. Now at a new lower price, start your free trial today at NFL.com/Game Pass. NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time for your 622 sports update here this morning. And don't forget, we've got Middle Tennessee basketball versus Villanova from the Myrtle Beach Invitational at 10 o'clock this morning. You'll hear it here on News Radio WGNS tonight at 6. It's Lady Raider basketball as they host Tennessee Tech. Tomorrow in the morning, it depends on today's game. It'll be earlier in the day. Middle Tennessee will be continuing their play in the Myrtle Beach Invitational. And then tomorrow night, we have State Farm Prep football as Blackman travels to Oakland for quarterfinal football action. You'll hear our pregame beginning just after the news at 6 with a kickoff of 7 o'clock from Oakland High School. Saturday morning, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, girls basketball and football conversation. Middle Tennessee hosts Old Dominion Saturday at 2 o'clock here on the radio.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. You know, we've got basketball coming up very soon.
Yeah, well, next Tuesday, yeah. We've got high school basketball as Rockvale hosts Summit.
All right, let's go to the real fact. I messed you up, didn't I?
Did you know that any car made after 2002 has a latch in the trunk that you can pull to open up the trunk from the inside?
Really?
So if you're trapped in the trunk of a car, and I've tested this on my car.
Oh, no.
That was a whole thing last weekend.
If you're trapped in the trunk, you can pull that little latch and get right out.
I didn't know he was doing research for the show when he shut himself up in the trunk.
Shame. Shame. 624.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994, and that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Hey, Josie. Love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
The slip that saved Ukraine. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. If you followed the impeachment hearings, you get a pretty clear sense of what happened. Donald Trump found himself surrounded by diplomats who were passionate about Ukraine, like Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who was pushing for an immediate meeting with Ukraine's president.
If I had been in charge, I would have asked President Trump to have the meeting without preconditions, and the meeting would have occurred a long time ago.
Instead, he came to realize that the president was so disinterested in Ukraine that he'd outsourced his policy to America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. The diplomats were in a panic. And yet, as panicked as the diplomats were, it appears that nothing would have changed but for the little slip during that perfect phone call when the president blurted out what actually did interest him about Ukraine, dirt on the Bidens. And yes, that slip may be impeachable, but shouldn't Democrats be glad it happened? Looks to me like that slip saved Ukraine. Without it, the whistle would never have been blown, the military aid might have remained cut off, and Ukraine could be on its way to joining Soviet Union 2.0. Instead, an investigation was launched, and as if by magic, the full military aid package was released. If the Democrats think they'll remove the president for something that ultimately didn't happen, good luck. But it looks to me like what really keeps a president in check is knowing that a whistleblower who sees something can safely say something and remain anonymous. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes it easy to compare quotes and get a great rate with the Home Quote Explorer. Only at Progressive.com. Eye on the White House.
How does President Trump view the damning testimony of Gordon Sondland? He says it proves his case.
Not only did we win today, it's over.
Before leaving for a trip to Texas, Mr. Trump quoted from some of Sondland's testimony of his September call with the president, in which Mr. Trump said there was no quid pro quo.
I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said.
The White House stresses Sondland says he never heard the president link aid to Ukraine with an announcement of investigations. The president said he doesn't know Sondland well.
He was with other candidates. He actually supported other candidates. Not me. Came in late.
Eye on the White House. I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew, broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, Brian Barrett here with you on this Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And I'm pointing to you.
Already.
I'm pointing to you. Okay, not going
to
happen. Okay.
I thought I got to do it whenever
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, just whenever he wants to. Yeah.
7 days, a week from today, Turkey Day.
Get that day off there, Dalton.
Yeah.
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah, we have to work for it, but we still get a day off. Yeah. Most people just are gifted a day off. We have to work for ours, but that's okay.
And then Christmas, we actually do get a day off, Christmas
yes.
Day.
Once a year, we actually get a real, genuine day off.
We won't be here, folks, on Christmas Day.
Well, there is an alternative.
Alternative programming.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, if you want to permanent
just be
day
off every day.
Yeah.
Off.
I mean, that
you've been asking for that for a year.
That seems like sort of a threat to me. I mean, that's what I'm getting. I'm not really sure. But anyway, let's go to today in history. Want to?
Yeah, let's do it.
Brandon Brooks. No.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have a dream.
One small step.
Tear down this wall.
One giant leap for mankind.
Trying to slip me up here, aren't you?
That wasn't Brandon Brooks. That was President Reagan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All sorts of voices. Neil Armstrong is in there.
Yeah, yeah. I still like that Back to the Future music.
Yeah.
For that.
I've thought about maybe making a new one soon.
Really?
Swap it out.
Yeah. That'd be kind of good.
It's been a year. You know, it's about time.
Yeah. I'm getting a new Wake Up Crew notebook.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going to have Brian put some letters on it. WGNS and stuff.
Today in his TDIH.
Kind of like kind of like a Bible, you know, like the Wake Up Crew Bible. You know.
Yeah.
With lots of information in it.
Right.
Okay. Now we're going to go to Brandon Brooks. How about it?
This is CBS Rewind.
November 21st, 1980.
You're coming closer.
83 million TV viewers tuned in to Dallas to find out who shot JR.
It was you, Kristen.
That same day, Don Henley arrested after a nude 16-year-old girl was found at his home suffering from a drug overdose.
This is the end of the innocence.
Henley got off with a fine and probation. Happy birthday to Marlo Thomas.
What about my scream?
That girl is 82 today.
What do I do?
All you gotta do is scream.
I scream great.
I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind. Now let's get more Today in History with John.
That makes me so sad. Marlo Thomas is 82 years old today.
Yeah.
When that girl was on back in the 60s, what a great show. She's cute as a button. She played Rachel's mother on Friends, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that may you can relate a little bit.
Yeah, well, can see it.
82. She, you know, she's married to Phil Donahue.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, they've been married a long time together and met late in life, but they've been married together. They've been together a long time. So with that, let's go to my today in history.
Ooh,
you ready? Here's one. You'll enjoy Brian, maybe. Get him to smile at least. 1871, the first human cannonball is fired.
Cannonball!
Amelia Honra was the victim or the person.
Victim.
Well, I mean, what
I'm
more
thinking like a swim.
If you're a human cannonball, you got to, I mean, I would think that'd be a victim.
I think you usually survive it.
He chose it.
Yeah.
They have to determine how far he's going to
You don't know if you're going to survive the first one, I wouldn't think.
Well, yeah, that's probably true.
There are no second chances. 1946, the best years of our lives. We talked about this on Veterans Day. It was released, and it became the best picture in 1947. You really need to go see that. It won't be at the movies, but you need to go to rent that.
I may.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Days of Our Lives, the soap opera.
Well, I'm hearing things that's well, there on was its last legs, too.
There was a rumor that that it was, but producers, they've stopped production for a little bit, but there was talk that they let the cast go. And that's how the rumor started. But apparently they're starting their 56th
But they're not season. They're not letting the cast go, or some of them.
No.
Marlena is going to be back. That's all I know. And John Black, the two mainstays.
Who was Roman.
Back in the day, yeah. And then he was found out he was John Black.
Yeah.
Then there was a real Roman.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. And also Marlena was possessed by, mm-hmm. Yeah. In 1976, Rocky premieres in New York. Greatest running song ever. Best picture of 1977. That's Rocky with Sylvester Stallone.
His best movie.
And it's still going.
It's, yeah.
In some version.
The Creed movies came out a couple of years ago. They're really good. They're just as good as the Rocky movies, so check those out.
1981, Olivia Newton-John's Physical goes to number one. And finally, in 2013, Happy is released by Pharrell. And that's your day in history.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day today, Brad White. He's today's good neighbor. He's got a positive attitude and is an encouragement to others. So he's going to receive flowers from the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
I want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays now for us and jump in on the birthday club. You could win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets. That number, 615-893-1450. Call or text and we'll wish someone in your life a happy birthday.
Good neighbor events coming up in about 90 seconds, but now it's time to take another look at the weather and our first look at traffic.
Good morning, guys. A few showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Winds south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 50. Winds remain south-southwest, 5 to 10. Friday, showers continue. Highs top out near 58. Winds turn to the north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then more showers on Friday night. Lows fall back to 47. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 48.
Good morning. Watching traffic really pick up the last 10, 15 minutes out here on 24 westbound as you head towards Nashville. And yes, that's one of the heaviest volumes of traffic that we're looking at right now. Again, that's on 24 going westbound. Traffic on 840. Starting to move around, coming up that ramp there from 41 on 840, headed over to Williamson County. And get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fares save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead toward the weekend. The Fantastics at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts, 7:30 Friday and Saturday night, and 2 o'clock Sunday. At those same times, over at the Patterson Community Center, it's The Music Man. And in neighboring Woodbury at the Arts Center of Cannon County, A Christmas Story. And the Grief Support Group meets Friday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That popular turkey shoot is this coming Saturday at the Kittrell Volunteer Fire Department. Starts at 8 o'clock Saturday morning and continues until 1 in the afternoon. And a free coat giveaway Saturday from 9 in the morning until noon at the East Main Street Church of Christ. And this is the weekend for the Art Studio Tour. Visit 9 local art studios, meet local artist craftsmen, and get some great Christmas gifts. That's this Saturday and Sunday, the Art Studio Tour, 10 to 5 each day. For a map to the studios, go to artstudiotour.org. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Oh, I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Jeff's. Did you know that Jeff South's Family Restaurant was voted the number one Southern cooking restaurant in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, as reported by the Tennessean newspaper? They are located at 467 South Hancock Street, serving 18 vegetables and 17 meats daily, including real hickory smoked barbecue, ribs, and shoulder and brisket, along with homemade banana pudding, cakes, and pies. Let the Sowell brothers and staff at Jeff's Restaurant prepare your turkey and ham, smoked, baked, or deep fried, and all types of desserts. Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties. Apply early or phone 615-867-2164 or come by our friendly dining room. We now have 5 delivery services for your convenience. Open 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. There's no place you'd rather be than at Murfreesboro, Tennessee, with hometown folks. We have the meats.
Jeff's.
Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
You've just got to try it. True tear. And I tried it, and in 10 seconds, I was welling up with tears. I can't believe that little thing worked so well. I am a believer in it because I've tried it myself. You know, what do they say? I'm a member. True tear.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
True tear.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
6:39. We're here on the Wake Up Crew. John, Dalton, and our joke master, or joke meister, whichever the case may be.
I'm a little nervous today.
Brian Barrett. Can he keep up the pace?
He's had such a good week, and it's Thursday. Thursday's his lowest.
Whoa. Yeah, well, maybe he can overcome it, but he's got a good average going right now.
That's true.
Very good. We're in the eights right now.
For the average?
Yeah, for the average. Mm. So no pressure. Just, you know, be yourself.
Can you tell me what you get from a pampered cow?
What do you get from a pampered cow? No, I don't know.
Spoiled milk.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't as good as yesterday.
No.
But it's an 8.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8 flat. Yeah.
He said that with such confidence, too.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing about him. You know, now I think he's getting a little bit, you know, big head.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah, right.
I am the joke meister, you know, guy. But anyway, we'll see what tomorrow holds.
Yeah, we'll see.
Him. It's time for another look at the – no, it's not. It's time for CBS National News Headline, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. We're looking at 6:41, and later on, we've got Man on the Street Newsmakers. That's with Bard. Don't forget that. In about 5 minutes.
CBS News Update. They barely talked about it on the campaign trail, but at last night's debate in Atlanta, Democratic presidential hopefuls were focused on the impeachment hearings. Joe Biden.
I learned something about these impeachment trials. I learned, number one, that Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee.
The candidates debated who had the most experience to be president. They also took on issues like health care and paid time off for new parents and caregivers. Andrew Yang and Kamala Harris on MSNBC.
I would pass paid family leave as one of the first things we do.
6 months paid family leave is meant to and is designed to adjust to the reality of women's lives today.
Political correspondent on Ed O'Keefe on what's next for the candidates.
For many of the candidates, the campaigning continues today here in Georgia. The Peach State is one that Democrats hope to win next year, but that would require big turnout here in the Atlanta area.
CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
There will be no charges filed by Coffee County District Attorney General Craig Northcutt in the death of Central High School student Channing Smith. Smith, a 16-year-old student at CHS, took his life Sunday, September 22nd, allegedly after other students turned personal screenshot messages over to social media that outed Channing's gay sexual orientation. The annual Frosty Fun Run, presented by Fleet Feet Murfreesboro, will be held December 14th this year. Krista Dugosh, owner of Fleet Feet, told News Radio WGNS.
Proceeds from the Frosty Fun Run benefit CASA of Rutherford County and Parks Christmas for the Children. All proceeds and gifts go to children in need, whether foster care or low-income families.
The Saturday race was from 7 to 9 a.m. at the Stones River Country Club in Murfreesboro. On December 1st, the State Historic Preservation Office will begin accepting grant applications for historic preservation projects. The Federal Historic Preservation Fund will be available after Congress passes the federal budget. The exact amount of available grant funding is not known, but it's expected to be in the range of $250,000. The Senior Horse and Cat Sanctuary's Fall Festival starts at 10 Saturday at Farrell Hollow Farm in nearby Reedyville. The event is free, but donations and wish list items for the horses and cats are appreciated as they help to provide quality of life. Merchandise will also be for sale that will directly benefit the sanctuary and its residents. And the Tennessee Philharmonic Symphony's Christmas concert is set for First United Methodist Church, 7 p.m. Thursday, December 12th. For information and tickets to Timeless Christmas Treasures, log on to our website, WGNSradio.com. And when news breaks, we tweet it at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Unique gifts for everyone on your list at the Art Studio Tour. This Saturday and Sunday, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Visit area art studios and purchase the work of local sculptors, potters, woodworkers, blacksmiths, and more. To get a map of the studios, go to artstudiotour.org. So for Christmas shopping ideas, learn more at artstudiotour.org. I'm Logan Hickerson, and I'll see you at the Art Studio Tour this Saturday and Sunday, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Appreciate all the comments that people have given us. People are hearing better in their church services.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Even people who have worn hearing aids before are reporting that they're hearing better in noisy situations with these new devices that we have available. Try them for yourself and see how they work for you.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Wow, Penny, I love your new cabinets and backsplash too. Where did you go to find such beautiful granite?
I went to Cabinet Empire.
Cabinet Empire? Isn't that a cabinet store?
Don't be fooled by the name. They also have tiles, flooring, and their huge selection of granite slabs is something to see. At Cabinet Empire, they constructed a 3D design for free.
No way.
Better believe it.
Cabinet Empire, aren't they across from Jackson Heights Plaza?
805 Northwest Broad Street. Tell them that Penny or Josie sent you and get a free sink.
With your remodel purchase.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. You got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
On Murfreesboro Tradition, 1920 East Main.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. You're treated special at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. You get full banking services, plus enjoy cookies and a cup of coffee. Discover the difference in hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. The bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Member FDIC.
Too much of a good thing is bad, like sunshine.
It's important to remember that UVA is the one that causes aging. UVB certainly is the one that causes burns. Not all sunblocks are created equal. Broad spectrum is important to buy.
Dr. Matthew Perkins makes sunblock usage easy to understand.
People tend to look for the biggest number so that they can apply it once a day, 100 for example, and hope that they have a clean bill of health for the rest of the day. That really isn't how it works. Sunblock really should be applied before you go outside, ideally about 30 minutes in advance, and reapplied every couple of hours. The number of the sunblock does increase your protection. So, for example, SPF 30 will decrease your UV A and B by about 97%. SPF 100, about 99%. But nevertheless, it still can be perspired off, can be washed off if you're in the pool, that sort of thing. It's important to remember that it's not just the sun that you want to be careful with, but also the heat. Rutherford County gets pretty hot. You know, a broad-brimmed hat can easily bring SPF 30 to 50 to the table without applying anything at all to your face and your ears and your neck. It certainly reduces heat.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Skin cancer is much more common in people who had excessive exposure before adolescence.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. It's 6:49 here in the morning, and we are ready to have our little look at holiday.
Every day, such a holiday.
I gave you a little more time today because I felt like I really cheated you yesterday.
Well, I need
there was
permission.
Like 8 seconds of laughter from Brian.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we kind of cheated you a little bit, so I'm going to give you plenty of time.
I actually have a request from him, and I hope it makes him happy.
Oh. Time's up. Sorry.
You know, we have a holiday coming up after Thanksgiving. Could you tell us how many days?
What's the holiday? We're talking about.
Well, you want the countdown.
Yeah, I want the countdown, but I don't want to do it so as to not upset him.
You must be talking about Christmas?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay. There are, 34 days until Christmas.
Oh, you want to hear the bells.
There may be 34 days until Christmas, but today is National Gingerbread Day.
Oh.
So if you want a gingerbread cookie a little early this year, or maybe a gingerbread house.
I think you'd go buy a gingerbread house.
Yeah.
And
make it.
You know, have your kids come over and, you know, you ever made a gingerbread house?
Mm-hmm. I have once.
I can imagine what
it
that looked like.
It was a disaster.
Like.
Yeah.
Disaster.
We tried that. We tried that at our house, too. Not good. It doesn't stick like it's supposed to, does it?
Mm-hmm. We bought the kit, and it's it looked like a, you know, a shanty. A little shack out by
some, like the Adams family's house or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well,
but that's today, gingerbread day.
Well, that's good. Go on, grab you a gingerbread cookie. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Get some icing on it. Makes it even better. Coming up now, we've got time to focus on the family. It's 6:50.
Clash. How often do we hear discouraging reports about today's young people? From drug and alcohol abuse to teen pregnancy rates, it's enough to make a person lose hope in the younger generation. But not so fast. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If we pay close attention, we'll find there are still plenty of reasons to be encouraged about today's teenagers. Take a story from Fort Collins, Colorado as the most recent example. Three 13-year-old girls were cutting through a field on their way home when they found money strewn across the grass. A lot of it. In fact, $1,000 worth of it. Excited, the girls grabbed up all the money they could find and rushed home. But that's where the girl's character revealed itself. "We knew this wasn't our money," one of them said, so they called their parents, who then contacted the police. What none of the girls realized was that the money had been stolen from a local business. The police did a thorough search of the area and discovered the mask and weapon used in the robbery. This was crucial evidence against the man arrested for the crime. Because of the three teenagers with character, a local business had its stolen property returned, and the man responsible for the theft was held accountable. The girls each received a financial reward and the praise of a thankful community. As the local chief of police said, "If there were more people like these girls in the world, we'd all be a little better off." To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew. We are ready for celebrity birthdays. I just wanted to know, Brian, it's Thursday. You in a better mood now? I mean, you've had a few days, and Monday was kind of rough for you.
Sure. Yeah.
He's got one emotion.
He's been kind of this way all week, though. Kind
something
of short
must
answers.
Have happened.
Yeah, something. You know. You dropped some more pounds, and you had to go to another lower waist size, or, I mean.
No, I've been right. Just normal. I don't know if it's normal, but. Been right here about 6 weeks.
I know what it was. You pointed out that he's only 5 years away from turning 50.
I'm like, yeah. That countdown, let's get that ready. what are we gonna have on there at the end of the countdown? You know, they have a turkey for Thanksgiving, and what are we gonna do? Like a grumpy old man?
Funeral bells.
Grumpy old man, it would be good.
Sounds like the courthouse clock.
it does kind of sound like it. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1694, Voltaire was born. French writer, philosopher, and playwright. I remember old Dr. Freddie Crawford at MTSU used to talk about Voltaire. Yeah. Born in 1694. 1860, Tom Horn, American gunman and outlaw, was born. In 1920, Stan Musial, great St. Louis Cardinal great. Rod Edwards is, you know, just probably jumping up and down, you know, with his coffee this morning.
Wearing his little beanie hat.
Yeah, wearing the red bird hat. And Carly Rae Jepsen, Canadian singer in 1985.
So call me maybe. Hey, I just met you.
I want to remind you, now's your chance. Call or text those birthdays to us, 615-893-1450.
Okay, let's take a look at the weather.
Good morning, guys. A few showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 50. Winds remain south-southwest, 5 to 10. Friday, showers continue. Highs top out near 58. Winds turn to the north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then more showers on Friday night. Lows fall back to 47. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 48.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company. And by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Good morning. Traffic's really busy out here now. You can check it out live on 24 westbound. As you come past Walden Road, Sam Ridley's already got some traffic now. Trying to get down towards the interstate. You got all that traffic on Sam Ridley coming out of Smyrna this time of the morning. Starting to pick up by all the Nissan plants out here as well. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare, save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-4644. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Hey, Josie, love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
The Center for the Arts presents the inspirational true story of Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan, The Miracle Worker, and continue through April 29th. Set in the American South in the 1880s, The Miracle Worker tells the story of real-life Medal of Freedom winner Helen Keller, who suddenly lost her sight and hearing at the age of 19 months because of illness. So her frustrated parents hired a governess for her. They chose Annie Sullivan, the extraordinary teacher who taught her to communicate with the world. Tickets are now on sale at boroughofarts.org by calling 904-2787.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupcenter.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. Wrapping up the first hour, we're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men online at thebillupcenter.com. And want to remind you, you can call and still have time to text your birthdays in at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Brad White is today's good neighbor of the day. He has a positive attitude and is always encouraging to others. So he's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Got news straight ahead here for you on WGNS with the CBS World News Roundup, brought to you by
Prentice Shoes and Boots.
Prentice Shoes and Boots, your hometown source for boots, shoes, apparel, and more. And new merchandise coming in every day. Vests, jackets, flannels, name brands like Carhartt, Timberland, and Columbia at French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street, right here in Murfreesboro.
All right, that's going to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour. Dalton, appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
Brian?
Aye, aye, Captain.
And we appreciate you, Mr. Dinkins.
Always a pleasure. Coming up, Brian Barrett, the 7 o'clock hour, right after CBS News here on News Radio WGNS.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Impeachment testimony takeaway.